Hello, and welcome back to the I'm Not Okay podcast. Today, we're addressing a deeply important topic: how to support a loved one who is struggling with negative thoughts. In our journey as Christians, we are called to bear one another's burdens, and knowing how to effectively support those we care about is a vital part of our faith. So let's dive into some thoughtful ways to do just that. First and foremost, being able to recognize the signs of someone struggling is crucial. These signs might include a noticeable shift in mood, expressions of hopelessness, self-criticism, or withdrawing from social activities. By being attentive, you can begin to better understand when to step in and offer support, ensuring your approach is timely and sensitive. One of the most supportive actions you can take is to listen. The Bible tells us in James 1:19 to be quick to listen and slow to speak. Often people struggling with negative thoughts don't need immediate solutions. They need to feel heard and validated. Offer your presence. Let them share their feelings without interpretation and show that you are there for them unconditionally. Of course, there will be times when you will need to speak words of encouragement. As Proverbs 16:24 notes, gracious words are like honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the body. Use your words to affirm your loved one's worth, reminding them of their strengths and the fact that they are deeply loved by you and God. This can help combat the lies that negative thoughts often tell. Encouraging your loved one to embark on a journey of healing is an act of profound support and compassion. Suggesting activities they can enjoy, whether it's painting, hiking, or simply spending time with their loved ones, can provide them with moments of joy. With each positive step they take, they gradually shift their focus away from negativity, embracing a brighter and more hopeful outlook on life. Your unwavering encouragement and support can be a beacon of light guiding them towards healing and renewal. It's important to recognize when more help is needed. When necessary, encourage your loved one to seek professional advice if their negative thoughts are severe or debilitating. Let them know that seeking help is a sign of strength, not weakness. Supporting them in finding a skilled counselor or therapist can be an instrument in their journey towards mental wellness. And don't neglect prayer. Prayer is powerful. Praying with and for your loved one can bring both of you peace and strength in your faith. It's a reminder that you're not alone in the struggle. The Lord is with you, guiding you and providing for you. Ask for God's intervention and healing and trust in His ability to restore. Supporting someone dealing with negative thoughts requires patience, love, and understanding. Remember, you are an important part of their support system, but you are not alone in this responsibility. Lean on the Christian community around you, and most importantly, on God.